This is Bob Holloway, and I am recording for You Are Neuro Story. It's 2016, and this is for the upcoming 50th anniversary of our department. I'm actually from Connecticut. I grew up in a suburb of Hartford called Simsbury. My grandfather had started a TV and appliance business in the late 1930s called Holloway's TV and Appliance, and my dad took it over, and my brother took it over after him. I, however, decided to go to medicine. This family business, Holloway's TV and Appliance, is still in existence, and one of my greatest mentors is my dad, who is the hardest working, kindest person I know, and he's been that way always, and certainly those core values of working hard and being kind, I first and foremost learned from him. I recall my first time in Rochester. It was 1988, and I was driving up for my interview. I recall going north on 390 and remembering the drive and just how beautiful it was. And I subsequently had a wonderful interview day. I met Dan Jung, Roger Curlan, Randy Schiffer, and I fell in love with the place, and I knew I just had to come here. So 18 months later, my wife, Rose, and I arrived in Rochester. I remember that first day walking onto 5-1600, picking up a patient load of about 12 and Dr. Griggs being on service. I was very nervous, but quickly befriended my fellow residents and had one of the greatest residency experiences one could ever imagine. I have been so fortunate to have great mentors throughout the years. These have included Robert Griggs, Robert Joint, Carl Kieberts, Ira Schulson, Joshua Hollander, Jerry Honch, Steve Ringel, Tim Quill, and the list actually goes on and on. What's remarkable is that I've been so fortunate to interact with, work with, and learn from each of them, little bits and pieces that have helped me in my career, and I just can't be more thankful. If I reflect back on my 26 years in Rochester, I remember events, and I've loved my time here. I remember the moments I have with so many of my patients and how they've taught me more about being a physician than anything else. I remember the moments with my friends, faculty, colleagues, residents, staff, around resident graduations, holiday balls, you know, other gatherings that we've had, and just the day-to-day interactions that we have on a daily basis. I cherish them all. What I'm most proud of are my twin girls, of course, Julie and Melissa. They just graduated college, and watching them grow into the wonderful ladies they are today has been one of the greatest joys of my and my wife's life. Professionally, there's still so much work to do, so I'm not sure proud is the right word yet, but I am happy with my efforts to bring palliative care into neurology and actually help neurologists become more attentive to palliative care, and also to actually help palliative care physicians be more knowledgeable about neurology. And I just think that overlap actually is just going to benefit our patients in the long run. I am most thankful for my wife, of course, who I have been together with for the past 32 years. She continues to be the most beautiful, coolest, funniest, and smartest person that I know, and I don't know what I would do without her. I am also so grateful for the great alumni, faculty, residents, staff with whom I've worked over the years. It's just a treasure of people who I've been able to interact with. I am also so thankful for Bob Joynt and what he started some 50 years ago, and for Birch Griggs and Steve Goldman for continuing that great work and building the great department it is today. And I am so committed to working my hardest to passing it forward for generations to come. The suffering of patients and training the next generation of neurological